Ask you that, of course, because that is something that you in later years came to do is direct. And mm-hmm. when did you first think directing is what I want to do?
Well, I started directing. I almost fell into it because I was going to acting school. I'd had a couple years of college and gone to acting school, and then had an opportunity or applied for a job at a girls' camp in Colorado, kind of a fashionable girls' camp, and they needed someone to direct their choir and direct their play that they put on at the end of the season. And so I said, of course I could do both. I'd never directed a play. I'd studied a little acting, and I'd never directed a choir. I'd taken a little piano. And I lied about my age. I said I was about 22 or 23. I was only 19. But anyway, I got the job. And once I got there, I guess I got by with it because they kept me on. So my first play was A Midsummer Night's Dream, a shortened version of it, on the mountainside near Bailey, Colorado, at a girls' camp.
And you then, of course, went on to direct for years.
Yeah, well, I went on and finished college and got a theater degree and then got a master's and a doctorate, and directed all the time in between and performed. But when I finally went into educational theater, of course, by then I'd kind of zeroed in on directing.
Is that because there's more job opportunity? I mean, there's just more opportunity to direct than there is to act when you're in that particular field, educational? I mean, is that correct?
It almost goes with the territory. If you're teaching theater, you're probably going to do some directing. And luckily, I like directing very much. So it's always been a great challenge to me. It's like doing a jigsaw puzzle. You put all the little pieces together and make it work sometimes.
What do you like about directing?
Well, first of all, I like to really examine plays. To look at the plays and say, well, this character is trying to do this. This is, where he or she is going with the thing. And how do they get there? And if you took just one character, then you'd be acting. But if you take them all, put them together, and then figure out the environment that the playwright has given you that you might want to change in some way to make a concept about it. It's all just, well, I think probably movie directors, I've never directed any film, but they say they're the really powerful people because they can do all this through clipping and editing. When you direct for the stage, you just kind of figure out, I cast this way and I try to get them there that way and make it work. So it's much of it just, putting all the pieces together.